Blog Talk Radio.
Anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it. Let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
I don't need nobody else.
happens. Something happens. Yeah. The reason why I know it is because something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it, y'all. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. I feel His anointing. Because there's something about it. Something about that name. Something about that name. Hey.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Bye. We got it this time. I'm gonna try this again. We talking all that time.
I got a new shout, man.
I don't think they heard us the first time. I'm assuming that's what it was. That's why the music restarted. that's gonna be my thought. I don't know.
And your thought process is you are
right. You know what? You might be right. You could be right. That's why we didn't. That's why the music came back on, because we didn't hit you. It's like, okay. All right. Anyway, y'all, we're back. It's Monday. It's Missional Monday. Y'all know how it is. In the studio, as always, your boy, your host, Miss Anel King, alongside my brother in ministry. She said it was scratchy. Is it still scratchy now?
Itching for a scratch.
Is it still scratchy now? That's my question. Is it still scratchy now? But anyway, we are here. We're live in studio. It is Monday. Monday. Please don't stop. It's Monday, November 20th, 2017. The Ticket Limits Office on the air live one more time from your West Side Studios, located here on the third floor of the one, the only Kingdom Missionary Baptist
Church. Third floor.
Third floor. Third, three of them.
No, four.
You got to put it up like that to make it three. Okay.
Four.
All right. Yeah, the third floor. But anyway, y'all. So anyway, it's going to be a good time in here today. We're going to spend our time wisely. Real good time. So look, let me just give you a rundown real quick, briefly, on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you are listening already, push on the if you're already listening on the line, just push 1. If you are on social media, you can find us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you. Read those tweets on the air. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Ustream.tv. Looking forward to hear from you. Parks, when you get done doing your invite, slide your monitor out the way so
they can see this space of mine.
Yeah, pull it all the way out. And then, push it out, then you can pull it back to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cause, yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So, okay, little Richard.
I'm gonna incorporate that in my hoop, man. I gotta perfect that, because if I'm doing it, then I get a whoo in there somewhere, man. Please, I'll be on the map.
You got
man, take me to the king.
Facebook Live is up and running, y'all. Just do a simple search for Taking a Limit. Just go to our Facebook page. I can't even talk. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can definitely find us right there. Let's see. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you guys that way. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You can find us there. iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, all of those places. You can find us right there. Parks, what's going on, man? You were sharing with me. Tell us some more. So yesterday you said your service was a little different.
It was, man. So what we did, instead of me going forth with the word, man, I gave the floor to the members.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like 15 members got up, man, and just testified about some was this year, some was just overall.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot of stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you don't know what individuals go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you sit back and listen, and then now you can put the behavior to what they was going through.
You just said something.
And so
you just said something.
Sometimes we just judge a person because of just them,
mm-hmm.
but not knowing there's something connected to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out yesterday that a lot, you got to deal with people on the level they're on in the capacity of what they're really going through.
Meet them where they at.
Meet them where they at. There you go.
Yeah.
Because some people really don't know how to deal with
mm-hmm.
Circumstances, crisis, like you and I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wanting to believe this, that we got to stop looking at people to be like we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I think it's unfair
mm-hmm.
when we want a individual person to be just like who we are.
It is. It's very, very much so unfair.
It's unfair to them. So, yeah, man, that's an ugly picture, man. I'm sorry.
Just move on. Just don't even. Just keep going. Don't keep going.
Spill it out fast.
Just keep going.
Hey, that was a spill.
Just keep going.
You won't move that.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
It won't.
You're not moving fast enough.
Hey, all right.
Man,
hey.
I'm talking about that was some greens, tomatoes, peas, green corn.
Now, see, you know what happened last time.
Okay.
But see, I'm going to let it go because everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Look at that sure was. Like, but it wasn't Viola. It wasn't her.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Let me move on.
Stop. So anyway, so you had
yeah,
it was
man.
A good
so,
experience.
It man, it was a great experience. Actually, the atmosphere was really set during the whole service, and that came up, and you know, just to hear, I know some churches probably wouldn't did it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, however, I was led by God, and evidence was proved because we had new sheep come to the fold.
Okay.
Yesterday,
okay.
And
okay.
So I'm excited for that, man. And it was good. It was very to me. It was spiritual and therapeutic.
Wow.
As being their pastor, to see sometimes you question so much and you ask like, man, I know he do all that for real.
Yeah, he do a lot.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, go ahead.
And some, I know, right? Sometimes you ask yourself questions on why a person in the condition or why they respond to you, why they're not faithful to church, why they look at you like you're crazy and all that stuff. And sometimes just listen to their story.
Mm-hmm.
Their story was speaks volume for them.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys this, and this might bless somebody. God is so faithful that even in the midst of noise, he still can hear your voice.
That's good. Now, that's good. You just help somebody.
There might be a lot of noise in your atmosphere, a lot of things that's really consuming you.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is open up your mouth, and the Lord still can hear your voice.
That's good.
And I think that would be a blessing to somebody to understand that you don't have to run from God.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. And then it's two things. You don't have to run from God, and you don't have to chase after God.
Wow.
Because God is just right there.
Wow.
He's right there. He's not running, so you don't have to chase him.
That's good.
And you don't have to run from him because he cares for you. Yeah. So it was good, man. It was good.
That's good. I was trying to figure out this Instagram live thing.
I know
it ain't for some reason the live ain't showing up on mine, but I think I might need to upgrade the Instagram app. We'll figure it out next time. anyway, that's good, man. Well, look, yesterday, man, look here. I went to, let me say this real quick. I went out to Main Baptist Church, where Jesus is the main thing. That's it.
Yes,
that's it. With the good pastor Dr. Julian Spencer.
Spencer.
Yeah, out there at Main Baptist Church.
Chili cheese, Fritos.
And they, let me tell you right now, man, they blessed me yesterday.
That Ivy.
That Elliot T. Ivy Sr.
President. That's the president, man.
That, in the words of Michael Bernard Henderson, that black African American Negro preached on yesterday.
Yeah, that's our president, man. It's good to have
him. He preached, man, look, preached me, look, for 19 good minutes.
19.
That's all it took.
19
good minutes.
I remember that number, though. 19 minutes.
Do you? Okay, I don't understand why, but I'm going to leave that alone. What? You know what? He preached real hard.
You catch it on the for right. You're catching. Might have eavesdrop.
Why do I have to talk to you? Why? But seriously, he got up there, and here's the deal. Practical preaching, right? He a hooper now, y'all. But y'all know that. I mean, those of you who know him, he's a hooper. But he preached that thing, man. It was practical. He gave application.
Yeah.
All of the things were applied, man. I left that joint full, and his let me pull up his what you call it right now. Last night. Now his topic last night was real simple. It was a stable word for an unstable time.
Wow.
A stable word for an unstable time. And he, man, look here. That thing, he preached that thing and came out of, where's my scripture right here? He came out of John 14.
Oh, wow.
Right there where it says, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. He preached right there, man. And hit us, man. And he had three, you know, like all Baptist preachers, he had three good points.
Yeah.
See, he's an expository.
Absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely, man.
Actually, he's good, man. Young guy.
Yeah.
He's younger than both of us, believe it or not.
Well, everybody that's been on here younger than me, so.
Yeah, that's true, too. But he's younger than both. He pastored in California. Now, so he might be on to something with Spencer when it comes down to the carrots and stuffing or something.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I need you to be available for Wednesday show.
Okay, I got you.
I need you to be in there.
You want me to come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Need you to be available because it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay, I got you.
We got to have that conversation.
Right. I'm here Wednesday, definitely. Definitely.
Because,
definitely. Definitely.
That time of the year again where...
Hey.
We don't want no misunderstanding.
You got the picture.
Right.
If you could,
we don't want no misunderstanding.
If you could eat your dressing out of a straw.
See,
you play too much.
You know what I'm saying?
No, man, but that's the truth. That ain't getting us in trouble.
No, that's
reality.
That's right.
Man, listen here. You remember that dress you showed last year? Somebody made it and man, it looked like soup. There was some soup dressing. Man,
I'm just saying.
If your mac and cheese is white, don't talk about you love mozzarella cheese.
See, right. See, all that we're going to talk about that on Wednesday, but I need you to be the prophet going to be here.
Cardinal, too.
And Cardinal going to be here. So we're
going
to
have a food. Ain't going down.
Ain't
going
to be no article on Wednesday. Ain't no even sister trying to get one.
Oh, my God.
So, but we're going to have this. And it's just some stuff.
Man, listen here.
It's just some stuff that, you know, we just need to talk about.
You don't do Cajun turkey in the oven.
See?
Your turkey come out dark from the oven,
uh-huh.
I don't want to hear nothing about jerk.
I'm just saying, there's going to be some stuff in it. We just need y'all to be prepared.
Nothing about jerk.
Right. We just need y'all to be prepared because we don't want none of, no mistakes and mishaps on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I'll say this again. Christmas and Thanksgiving are not experimental holidays.
It's not.
They are not. It's not the time. For you know, I saw this morning on Good Morning America, they were talking about ways to save calories, so good substitutes,
man,
for stuff on Thanksgiving.
Man, you don't say no.
We ain't doing no. Ain't no substitutes.
No.
Look, I don't want no margarine. No. I want butter. Look.
Let me catch you talking about some kale instead of green. Man,
look, we ain't doing it. I'm not having it.
You want some of this old man?
Right.
No.
No, I keep saying I got the download that so we can add that to our little playlist.
Exactly. Or
what?
Oh boy. Hail to the no.
Hey Tanya, can you find those sound waves, wave files for us and add them to our playlist because we need them.
Hell no to the no. For real. Man,
oh,
listen
God.
Here.
Man,
I'm
look.
Sure I'm just playing. Hell no to the no. Man, I'm telling you, that's one meal you just don't mess with.
No, I mean, you know
with,
what, people,
man.
It's now here's the deal. If you got all the staples,
yeah,
like all of the basics,
yeah.
You know, you got all, you know, your turkey, your dressing, your sweet potatoes, your mac and cheese, your greens, your roast, your lamb, all that stuff. That's fine. Now, if y'all bring something, now if you got all of that, and then you want to make some experimental stuff, as long as you ain't substituting.
Yeah, and also
that's all I'm saying.
Your candy yams can't taste like sweet potato pies.
See,
I'm serious, man.
See what I'm saying,
I'm serious, man. You cook them two different ways.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm serious.
Did you see Prophet Cornelius Williams was giving some cooking lessons the other day?
I did, man. I did.
I can't wait to have him in here.
I know.
Because he was talking about laying out the lettuce.
I know.
On a platter. And
I know.
Sitting the turkey on it.
I know, man. Like,
I mean, he was going.
You know, Prophet. He
went on in. You know,
Prophet LaBougie a little bit,
that's
man.
What Michael says. You know, everyone praise the Lord. Right now, act like you love him. He gonna kill me. Right now, act like the Lord has entered the room.
He gonna come on here.
Act like the Lord. Don't you just sit there and act like you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin.
Don't you let that spirit come in here.
You better act like Jesus has entered your unlivable soul. Like, what?
Lift up your hand.
Right. No, right. Yeah, it's just, and it's like that quiet scolding. Right. Oh, God.
Got some prophet, man. For
yeah,
real.
He's good.
I'm glad I got to know
so
him.
So, of course, you know the show we had about. When we the last Wednesday we were all here, me, him, and Henderson. You know, the show got a little out of hand.
Yes.
So of course, yesterday when I'm talking to Spencer in his office, him and he decides to share this with Ivy, and Ivy said, "What happened?" But I like how Spencer left out all of his comments that he put on Facebook Live.
Did he?
He real good for just you know throwing everybody else under the bus and then dipping off.
Man.
You know, straight as we like to say, send off mission. He real good for just, you know, putting some stuff out there. But anyway, y'all, so it's going to be a good time on Wednesday. So anything else, what else happened this weekend with you?
Man, this weekend, something did happen. I don't know what it was.
Something happened.
But
something.
I know today.
Today, what you got?
I partner each year with different organizations because of the work we do outreach.
Right.
And so today, think outside of the block.
Okay.
Think outside of the block. We're having our turkey drive.
Okay.
At Ogden Park, that's 6500 South on Racine. And I believe the hours from 4 to 8. Big turkey drive out there. So what I normally do, support them as well in their drive, and they support us. This year they wasn't able to, but it's okay. But we still going to do our part to go out there and provide for them. And
speaking of, you made the announcement. I saw the post. So you're getting ready, and I know I don't want to do it, but you put the post out there. I'll go ahead and mention it about your 10,000 toy drive.
Oh, so yeah, man. So
tell us about that.
Man, check this out. So, man, family and friends, come December the 8th, which is a Friday night, is our first fundraiser party, Christmas gala, for our toy drive. The Lord gave us a vision. He gave us a number, 10,000 toys. That we're going to supply throughout to kids throughout the state of Illinois, not just subjected to Chicago, but throughout the state of Illinois. And so we're doing a campaign right as we speak.
Okay.
We have the locations of the restaurants, barbershops, and all that stuff. I have that next week when we come on the show where you can drop off your toys. Right now, so far, we're probably up to 2,500 toys.
Wow.
So far, and we got many more to come. We do big pickups the 30th, and then we got more pickups on the 7th. So it's a lot that we got going on. But if anybody wants to participate, feel free to reach out to me. This is one of the biggest endeavors probably in my entire ministry. I try to do something big, bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. The back-to-school drive was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But for this holiday toy drive, is going to be awesome. So, you know, I don't know how Jennifer Hudson's going to turn out because of her the public situation, but I know Chance the Rapper, he's doing his toy drive the 8th at WGN News.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jennifer Hudson, not her public situation. I don't care nothing about that. I mean, that's personal stuff. But, you know, last night, the American Music Awards were on, apparently. I missed it. I recorded it. And they did it was a tribute to Diana Ross. They were honoring Diana Ross, you know. And Diana Ross is 76.
Yeah, she up there, man.
And don't crack at all.
Man.
I mean, Diana just still, you know.
She's up, mate.
She still ain't no mountain high enough. I mean.
It's up, mate.
But I don't think she had no work done.
She didn't.
Don't look like it.
She had makeup on either.
Well, she probably had that, but I mean.
That's up.
Makeup only had, you know, so much. Still looking like you
makeup's
know.
Makeup's up your making.
She still look. you trying to get yourself in trouble. See, you.
Okay.
You trying. You.
Let me stop.
But they also did a Whitney Houston tribute last night.
And I, you know, I haven't seen so many different lives on there, singers that was just pissed off. Now, I didn't see it. And you can talk about it.
I went on and just found the clip. It's on my DVR, but I just said everybody was talking about it. So somebody posted a clip earlier today, and I was going to share it, but I refused to punish the listeners this way. So now, first of all, let me preface it like this. Christina Aguilera can sing.
She can.
That white, is she white? Mexican, Hispanic, Latino?
Latino.
Something. That chick can just sing.
Yeah, she can.
She wasn't ready.
No, she wasn't ready for Whitney.
She just wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready, period.
She wasn't ready.
I wonder, do people take a look at those
errors? I know they practiced it, though.
Yeah, but I want to know, do people take a look at those errors and make them want to self-check themselves?
I bet you she probably went back home, and when she go back and listen to herself, she probably going to be like, what did I do?
Killed her.
Literally. I mean, she was missing notes.
Yeah.
You know, and she sung that I Always Will Love You song. That really? Song is hard already.
Wow.
You know, Dolly Parton sung it originally, and it was a country song.
Wow.
And then Whitney took it and just made it a whole nother song.
Wow.
But Christina Aguilera, and the first thing that people I saw me, they said last night, they said, y'all couldn't find Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
You couldn't go get Deborah Cox. Or I mean, it was just bad. And I wondered, like, what makes them make the decision? Like, did they just think that because, okay, I know she can sing. Everybody that can sing. It's just like, I know some singers, but everybody can't sing Luther.
Exactly. I agree.
You just don't do it. Remember big dude from what was it, American Idol, Ruben Studdard?
Yeah.
He redid the one Luther song you know, I mean it was decent.
Yeah. It was decent. Yeah.
But
it'll never be a Luther.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you why are you sitting stop letting folks
it'll never
send
be
y'all,
a big Luther.
Sending people off.
Yeah.
You know, they pulled a church move on her last night. Yeah. Go ahead and sing.
And that's what I was talking about. Actually, my comment about people looking back.
They put
it could have been a lesson to somebody.
They put that church move on them. Girl, you know you blessed. Go.
Man, stop playing. Stop playing.
It was horrible.
Man,
I never.
Playing.
Wait a minute, Angela John, she sang it in a lower key. Some stuff leave well enough alone. Wait a minute. Hey, y'all, we're watching from American Airlines. They should have grabbed Deborah Cox. She may have been sick under the weather. Let me speak to some of these folks here on the Facebook page. Andre Parker, what's going on? Princess Johnson, Leslie Kelly, what's happening? Reggie Press, what's going on? Rashad Pat Hicks, good to see you yesterday. She stopped by. Fair Love, what's happening? Deborah Renee Hannah, God bless you. Deborah Renee Hannah.
Snoopy.
Any related to John Hannah?
That's her and Pastor Hannah's best friends.
Just different, just same last name.
That's crazy.
Okay,
best
friends, bless
too.
The Lord. Ernest F. Ledbetter the third.
Matter of fact, she's celebrity manager. She Kurt, Letticy, all of them. Yeah.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Oh yeah,
she's like an agent,
got a lot
or
of artists,
manager,
artist. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Ed Ledbetter the third is on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farrah Love, God bless you. Kathleen Savon down in Georgia. She says she's coming to Chicago this week. That's going to be interesting.
All right.
Kathleen Savon, Pat Lewis, what's going on? Terry Champion, good afternoon. God bless you. Annette Williams, all right. Sherry D. Ann, Pastor Ernest L. Taylor.
Yeah.
You know him? Okay. LaShawn Pollard, Irma Tate, Patricia Bell, Angela Johnson, what's going on, twin? Martell Stevens. Did I miss anybody? I don't know. There's people still coming
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Taylor. Man, that's my cousin. Lord have mercy.
Like you look, man. I asked you.
Yeah. I'm like, uh-uh.
You probably the one invited him on here. They're going to act like you don't know him. Show cuz.
My bad, cuz. I love you, man.
Show dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, man, so, yeah, but yesterday, man, I'm tired, though, Doc. I went to 3 services yesterday. I'm good.
Did you?
Yeah, I had our morning service. Then our mass choir was their 7th year anniversary. Is that right?
Okay.
They celebrated 7th year anniversary yesterday. It was good.
I went to 2 services. Mine and another one.
Uh-huh.
But I got a phone call last night that said, don't you better not dare say nothing about my service.
Must have been interesting. Don't you do it. Don't do it. They ain't going to invite you back.
No, look.
Don't do it.
They don't watch live, right?
That's what you think.
No, they do replay.
See?
Look, I that curse was.
Don't get on there.
You better not say nothing because some people seeing you there and they know who you talk.
You know what, though? I'm going to say it like this. If you don't want people talking about your church service, get your stuff right.
It was just long, man.
That was long. How long?
You said you did 3 services. I felt like I did 5. Man, it was long.
I'm going to tell you like this. The afternoon's program was supposed to start at 3:30. We started late, 3:45. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. But we started late. But we was out of here by 5:30.
Oh, see? Man, I could do that.
Matter of fact, no. It was 5 o'clock. I didn't get to leave till 5:30 because I had to lock up.
Right.
But service ended, so it was 90 minutes.
I could do that. Anytime you got a little kid saying, hallelujah, is it time to go?
Right. See?
No, that's it. Hallelujah, is it time to go, mommy? Look, that little kid.
Pat, I didn't say you've been banned from your own family.
Man.
For not knowing your people.
I know, right? I know, Pat. And that little kid said, hallelujah, thank you. Is it time to go, mommy?
Yeah, my thing was, it was just, I was here all day yesterday.
But it was good service.
I was here all day yesterday, in between, you know, we had, and then it's that 3:30 start. Can we move the service to 3
man,
o'clock?
So I'm having appreciation service for me, man.
Okay. When?
17th of December. You know, they was trying to do a banquet
Sunday?
And all that. Yeah. And
in the morning or the evening?
Man, so we're going to have a morning. We're going to have a morning service.
Okay.
We're getting out at our regular time, 12:30.
Okay.
And we're starting right back up at 2 o'clock. 3:30, we'd be out.
2 o'clock on December 17th.
Yep.
We there.
Yep.
We coming.
Yep. Man,
we coming. I'd have been to everybody else's church.
Man.
Yours the only church I ain't been to.
Man, listen, I told them this.
Let me say, you're the only church I ain't been to.
Listen, I told them.
We
said,
coming.
Listen,
we coming.
I don't care if visitors or friends come.
Mm-hmm.
All that matters is the members here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't expect nobody on the outside to do for me what you want to do on the inside.
Right, right.
So don't get it out your mindset that we want other people to be here. All we care about is making sure you're here. Yes, we are going to eat.
We eating?
I got some good, you know, I'm tough on cooks,
mm-hmm.
but I can honestly say this.
Mm-hmm.
I have some great cooks at my church. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Mother Wilson, I don't know what got into her yesterday to make some salmon.
Pause 1 second. Angela Johnson talking about, I'll be there. She always talking about she's going to be somewhere. Don't never be nowhere. I preached the whole month in November. Now, I'm going to leave it right there.
Woo.
4 Sundays. 4 Sundays. Proceed. Mother Wilson, what now? Now, nah, let me.
I'll wait. Uh-huh. No, man, she made some salmon croquettes yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm in my office eating, and my toes were just crawling up. Like, man.
They were that good.
Oh, my God. Listen, man, I'm very fickle on people's cook. Like, seriously,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm my roast critic, too, because I cook, but, man.
Right, right.
Man, that woman, man, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She did it yesterday.
Salmon croquettes, huh?
Yes, sir, man. Yes, with biscuits and rice. All I missed was alica syrup. That was it, man.
I don't even know what alica syrup tastes like. I mean, no more. I haven't had alica syrup since maybe I was 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
Used to eat it all the time, though. My my babysitter, that's where I got it from, because my mom and them didn't eat that.
Wow.
But then my mom and them ate that syrup. My grandmama brought this syrup up from down south called Sockham syrup.
Sockham.
And it's in the paint can. Look like paint thinner.
I know exactly what
you're talking
about.
You got to pop the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
You can't... Now, that syrup ain't made for Hungry Jack biscuits.
Right.
Because a Hungry Jack will disappear. You need a grandmama biscuit.
Yeah.
A whole cake. What'd she say? She says, it's because I'm past the praise where you do not cause these... What? What? I ain't reading all that. I ain't going to read it. Tom Bassel. Pastor Rob would have let you go. It would have been all right. I'm moving on. Anyway.
Eric, what's up, baby?
Anyway.
My good buddy, my brother from California, man.
He's from Cali? What part of Cali?
He's from, man, he's a police officer. Is it L.A.?
Oh,
Sacramento,
Lord.
One of them.
He LAPD?
Let's say I met him.
You know,
in,
LAPD?
This is when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Virgin Islands.
Okay.
And I met him there. And, man, we've been cool ever since. We was at one of the – no, that was Hawaii. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
At one of Luau's. And we've been cool ever since then, man. He supports my toy drive every year.
Wow.
So last
That's
year
huge.
He didn't get a chance to do it.
That's huge.
So he going to put a post this year that said, Reverie Rep, he called him Reverie Rep. Reverie Rep, I missed it last year, had some things going on, but I got a double this year.
That's cool.
So, man, I appreciate him. That Hawaii, that's, man, that's my brother, man. That's my brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, anyway, man, look, real quick, there was something else that was going on. Oh, I mentioned this on Friday show. All these stick-ups and carjackings, and it's just getting more happened this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. What else? You had something else?
Yeah, 45.
What do you do now? What
with the
do?
UCLA guys. Now
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Now that's something we really need to talk about.
All right. So these three clowns, let's talk about it like it
uh-huh.
is. They went over there, and first of all, you in China.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you know anything about, let me say this. First of all, you're in communist China.
Communist
China.
Yeah.
Meaning you don't even they have very little access to the internet.
Exactly.
Right? They only let you see certain things in China.
Exactly.
They don't have a lot of criminals in China because they don't tolerate.
They have a low tolerance.
Low tolerance.
Very low.
Very low.
Yeah.
And shoplifters can get 10 years.
10 years.
In prison.
Yes.
Not jail.
Yes.
Prison.
And it doesn't matter how much the value of whatever you stole.
And they got real prison.
Yeah.
You ever watch them old martial arts flicks back in the day?
Yeah.
Those was real life, brought to life versions of what the Chinese prison looked like.
Yeah.
So anyway, these three clowns went over there trying to shoplift some Louis Vuitton sunglasses.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, yep.
So Louis Vuitton sunglasses. First of all, LaMelo Ball, whatever his name is, you got a brother that's in the NBA.
Yep.
You ain't got to steal nothing.
Nothing at all.
You ain't got to steal nothing.
Your family got money.
Your family got a little money. You ain't got to steal nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all got caught shoplifting. Now
mm-hmm.
you on house arrest in China.
Uh-huh.
The team left. Y'all had to stay there.
Bye-bye.
The president just happened to be there during his Asian trip.
Uh-huh.
And I guess made a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And got y'all released
uh-huh.
and brought back home. And the president now wants y'all to bend the knee and kiss the ring. He wants something.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
The problem I'm having,
yes,
it's the father,
LeVar,
mm-hmm. that downplayed.
Ain't that big deal, Doc?
What President Trump did.
Okay.
And so the father keep putting his foot in his mouth.
No.
For not just for both sons, put it like that.
Uh huh.
Both of the Ball brothers.
Uh huh.
Now the one from UCLA is suspended indefinitely.
Right.
Could lose his scholarship.
All he can do is go to class.
All he can do is go to class.
Right.
Now
he can't even. They can't even show up. No teams. Nothing.
He better hope. He can afford school, but
right.
And he could go somewhere.
But the other two cats, though.
Exactly. But this is my problem with us parents. Sometimes we do put our foot in our mouth too
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. He already damaging the one that playing for the Lakers
mm-hmm.
because he put out all this hype. of mm-hmm. an expectation
mm-hmm.
that his son have not even come close
mm-hmm.
to measuring him.
Right.
I mean, it's just terrible.
Right.
Now, you downplaying. Your son should still be over there in China.
Locked up. Should be.
But now you want to go war with 45.
Right.
No, to be honest with you, 45 is the only president that would stoop down to your level.
Right. On Twitter.
Right. 45 just said, listen, I should have just left them in jail.
And LeVar need to be real careful because he is the problem. You can only say so much back at the president before somebody think it's a threat.
Bottom line.
And Secret Service come.
Bottom line. And then, let me tell you this. He got to be careful because 45 might say, go ahead, I want a full background check on him.
Give me the
taxes.
All he got to do is call it with Nazi. He ain't. 45 ain't calling
the IRS. Well, honestly, 45 don't care about that.
He ain't calling the IRS. That's the one. Look, he might call the CIA and the FBI.
ABC.
All them. What's the thing on the...
LMP.
What's the people on Scandal? B613 or whatever it is. He'll call all them. Yeah. He ain't calling the IRS. Yeah,
you got a point.
He ain't walking down that street. What street the IRS on? Drive the other way. Other way. They
don't
want to
change this.
Right. He probably sent a whole nother book. You know what? Send the car that way, because we're gonna go this way.
Man, but you know, honestly, it's sad.
It is.
It
is.
It hurts my heart because the other two boys, you know,
and we don't know who stole what.
We don't. Right.
But apparently, there's video footage, and you know it's gonna get released.
Oh, definitely. That one person could have stole something. And they all by association.
Dummies.
Yeah.
Dummies. And that's the thing I always try. I tried to tell that to my own son, as hard-headed as he is. You out doing stuff, and you get caught holding the bag.
Man,
or you was just with the crowd.
I'm going to tell y'all this. If I witness a crime, and they saying that if you don't talk, you going to jail, I'm going to say, Sam, Paul, Tom, Chris, Jack, you name them.
Would that be considered dry snitching?
Man, listen here. I'm a wet snitch. I'm a dry snitch. I'm a light snitch. I'm a heavy snitch. Hell, I'm all the snitches. I ain't going to jail for you.
I'm just asking.
Take me to jail. Lock me up. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
y'all.
I ain't going to jail for nobody.
Man, I'm sorry, y'all.
I ain't going to the joint.
You out here having your freedom.
I love y'all. I do.
I'm in jail. Man, please.
Yeah, I love y'all, but I ain't going.
Man, listen here.
I ain't going to the joint. I'm sorry.
No, man.
Can't even do
you
it.
You got to be my own offense, man.
Can't even do it. Anyway, y'all, there's so much stuff going on. We want y'all, look, we hope everybody had a safe weekend. Supposed to be nice. The weather's supposed to be somewhat decent. That crazy rain. Did you see Tuesday? We had the snow, the rain, the sleet.
Was that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday. The snow, rain, sleet. We had everything.
And summer.
Yeah, because then it got warm over there.
And the sun came out.
Right.
I thought the news was lying.
No.
When they said the sun is about to shine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I said, no, it can't happen. Man, this weather's been confused, man.
We got some folks that joined in. Let's see here. Eric Williams, he said it was Hawaii. Adrian William Smith, God bless you. Monica Brown, Drea Bowdry. Yolanda Robinson from St. Louis. What's going on? Bishop Ron King, God bless you. No relation. Bishop Ron King. Bishop. You got bishops.
Yeah. Bishop.
You know Bishop?
Uh-uh.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now you sure? Because you
I'm
know last time
now,
you
that
said
ain't, that ain't me. Where you from, Bishop?
Right. Where you from, Bishop? Right. How many churches
man,
you
know, you, we love folks, man.
Look, how many churches you bishop in? What's the word?
Overseeing.
I did my best parks right there. How many churches is you bishoping? That's not a word? Bishop,
no,
you sure?
Overseeing, man.
I think it is. I think bishoping is a word. Bishoping. If it ain't, it's new. It's,
man, listen, it's I'm excited for my party, man.
What's that, Joe? Appreciation?
No, man.
What party?
My Christmas gala, my fundraiser.
Okay.
I said it earlier.
When is it?
The 8th.
I missed all
eighth.
That. Would you say that on this show? Today?
Lord.
Are you there? You, I heard you say fundraiser.
No, you came out and said that I seen you talking about 10,000 tours.
Right.
And then I went into having our fundraiser gala on the 8th.
I missed that part.
Maybe you was invited.
I was still hitting the
buttons. I'll give you a pass.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
yeah,
you. I'm older than you, too.
I'm playing some house music.
I'm
man.
Older than you, too, so I get the pass for that.
Yeah.
You know, this senile stuff.
Man, I got this dance called the pull-up.
Mind bad disease. What do you all think about having a TTLO, one sister to another, lunch or dinner? Tell some fans to come out to Uncle Julio's in Oak Brook on Friday in December. What?
I don't know if I can afford that. You know,
Uncle Julio?
No, just because, man, listen, I'm on a budget. For this, my toy drive,
uh-huh.
I can't lie to you, man. I'm on a stream, but because you don't know what's going to happen. And so you got to put a lot of your money up, too.
Oh, to come up to come,
yeah,
up, come up a little short.
Man, listen here.
Well, see, we can help out with that, man.
Yeah.
Y'all can, for those of you who want to donate some toys, y'all can drop them off here.
Yeah.
Let me change that.
Yeah.
Y'all contact us here at TTLO. We'll make arrangements to get the toys, right? So y'all can do that. We'll figure that out. If y'all want to help donate some toys to Pastor Parks Toy Drive,
yeah,
we will figure that out. Y'all know how we do. And, he also needs wrapping paper. Let me put that out there early.
I told everybody. So we had our meeting. I said, you know, my brother, he came through. My brother came through with wrapping paper.
That was actually from some of the listeners.
Okay.
And they delivered
God
it to me.
Glory.
Yeah.
But he was a transporter. Listen, I met him on the side expressway and I'm thinking I'm getting like 3 or 4 or 5.
No.
Man, listen here. Yeah, somebody said overflow. We're gonna need it again this year because this year 10,000. Luckily we got 2,000 already wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them we pick in certain days.
So this is what he could use.
Mm-hmm.
He, not only wrapping paper, but gift bags.
Yeah.
Now gift bags, it depends. They might be little, but they got them at the dollar store, don't they?
So yeah, for the gift bags, we would do the gift cards. We'll put gift cards and stuff in that. Like, man, we got some education people. Pat Hicks, I miss you.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was waiting till Jesus comes so the dead in Christ could wake up. Oh, the spirit just left.
Pat Hicks, where you been,
what?
Pat?
Pat, are you an undercover bishop?
Pat said.
Or your husband a bishop or something?
Pat said, bishoping is the act of changing the appearance of the equine teeth to make the horse look younger. It is a word, but has nothing to do with the bishop you are referring to. Bishoping. You know, we got some educated. Anybody want to be educated? It's some y'all look at my girls. We walking in high cotton now, Jack. Y'all.
Angela, that's a good idea. We're going to do that.
What's that? Let's do 2 major drop-off days,
yeah,
and we'll show up to collect. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll work that out.
Now, keep this in mind now.
Yes.
I want to share this with everybody. This is not a First Bethel thing. So the collection of the toys, we will be distributing them to other outlets,
mm-hmm,
churches. So it's many church partners. As many, you'll
right,
get gifts and things.
Okay.
So if you're partnering,
mm-hmm,
and you're bringing gifts in, we're going to wrap them up and we're going to distribute them so you can have a
mm-hmm,
a possible pickup toy drive.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Exactly.
Oh.
I want to change the game, man.
Okay.
I definitely want to change the game. See, so many times.
So you want to be the hub.
Man.
You want to be more of the hub, but everybody, and then the distributor.
Exactly.
But
at the same token, we all work together.
I get it.
See,
I get
we,
it.
We talk about a unified body.
I get
we,
it.
We talk about we need to come together, and that's something I want to lead by example in doing.
I get it.
And so even with the party and things, you know, a lot of you Christians might not want to come because it's fundraiser. It's to raise funds. So you got to have some things there to raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means some alcohol beverages and all that stuff. And I don't want nobody to think they're too deep to to come into a place and really enjoy themselves.
So
but,
what you already had a location?
Yeah, JLM Center.
Oh, at the John Miller Christian Center.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we rent out that Friday night in the gym. We're gonna
the main spot.
Yeah, main gym. We send it out, man. We putting man.
Wow.
We send it out nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All we send it out. Decorating it really nice, red carpet. Man, it's gonna be nice, man. I have a great team, and I put it out there to see if anybody else want to be part. It's not too late. So far we have like a team of 20 to 25 individuals that's working it, and trust and believe I need more. But what we have, I got you. Angela Flyer will be ready very soon.
Awesome.
It's going to be nice, man. It's going to be nice.
That's cool, y'all. Hey, look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get right because I see some people asking questions about the article and making comments about the article, and we ain't even got to it, but we finna get to it in a few hot seconds. We're going to jump right into it. So, look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. And when I say quick, I do mean quick. We're going to take a quick break. Come on, computer. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. Should our smaller church be growing? This is going to be good. I think it's going to help somebody. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Amen. Excuse me. Amen. We are back. We are back. We are back. Look at y'all. Taking Limits Off. It's Missional Monday, Outreach Monday, Church Outreach. We're going to be talking about some stuff. Should our smaller church be growing? That's always a question that gets asked. I'm sure it gets asked by plenty of people all the time, talking about church growth and such. And we want to delve into this thing, man, and see and just see exactly what the Bible says about it and how we feel about it and all those things. So we're going to jump right into that conversation, my brother and I. We're going to jump right into that. So let's do. What did she say? Quick, fast, quick, moving fast, or doing something in a short time. What is that? Your church? Quick. Oh, wait. Quick, moving fast, or doing something in a short time. What? Pat Hicks is giving us definite. You got what? Did you just download the Webster app on your? Did you just download the Webster app on your phone? Because I promise you, I think she just downloaded the Webster app on her phone, and she's enjoying it all real good right now. Anyway, we're going to jump right into this conversation. Should our smaller church be growing? Should our smaller church be growing? The writer says this: many American Christians have this idea that if a church is big, it must be better. Not necessarily. Our obsession with bigness can be a reflection of American values rather than biblical ones. Too often we pull our cultural values into our grid for measuring church success. Size is not necessarily the best measurement for church health. It is okay for churches to be small sometimes. Absolutely. But before I give you three questions that can show you if your church is healthy, let me ask you three questions that demonstrate when it is okay for a church to stay small. What does a small, unhealthy church look like? Okay, what does a small, unhealthy church look like? It says, is your church staying small even when the community around you is lost and growing? Is your church staying small even when the community around you is lost and growing? Go ahead, Doc.
What does a small, unhealthy church look like?
Uh-huh.
Is your church staying small even when the community around you is lost and growing?
Thank you.
You want me to read?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
please.
Okay.
Help us, Jesus.
There's really no excuse for this.
Uh-huh.
Every church in America has an unchurched or de-churched people in their neighborhood. More or over 584 unengaged, unreached people groups are estimated to be living in North America right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
As the people of God on mission with God, we are called to spread the good news and make disciples. Matthew 28, 18-20. Scripture reminds us that we are called to water and plant while recognizing that the actual growth is God's business.
Mm.
1 Corinthians 3:6. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure to not blame our lack of growth on God's will.
Mm.
When often we are not planting and watering it in the first place.
Right, Jesus. Right there. That's why I wanted you to read.
We need and that's a profound
yeah.
statement.
You want growth and ain't planting nothing.
You want growth and not doing nothing. You know, you're not doing nothing. You're not doing nothing. And first, we got to look at this.
Yeah.
It says, is your church staying small even when the community around you is lost and growing?
Mm-hmm.
We often use this and said this, that our church should be a reflection of the community.
Uh-huh.
Our church should look like the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to ask ourselves the question, how many of our churches look like our community?
Mm.
Are we engaged with our community?
Mm-hmm.
Are we in covenant partnership with our community?
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, we can all testify and say no.
Mm.
If we want to be true and honest with each other.
Right.
We're not being engaged in our community. But then, here it is, we expect growth to happen when something is already dead.
Wow. Wow.
It's dead already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you want to try. It's just like you have a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the plant, the roots of the plant has died.
Mm-hmm.
But on the top, it looked like it's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been stagnated for so long because it would not grow any longer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not until you repotter the plate, the plant,
mm-hmm.
that it will start back growing.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you have to take it out, the pot,
mm-hmm.
and remove the dead foundation
mm-hmm.
or roots
mm-hmm.
so it can plant something new.
Yeah.
And so in our churches today, we still have dead organisms
yeah.
that's in our vicinity,
yeah.
atmosphere, that's not causing growth to take place.
With roses, it's called pruning.
Pruning.
You got to pull off the dead leaves
yeah.
so that the ones underneath have some room to grow.
Yeah.
And I love this, man, because it says we looking for growth, but we ain't planting, we ain't dropping out a seed nowhere.
Not no seed anywhere.
So how do you expect now imagine you if you're a farmer. How you
wow.
eating?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
The writer says this. He says, is your church staying small because you refuse to engage the culture around you?
Wow.
According to our research in Transformational Church, the healthiest churches are those who are actively seeking to understand and invest in their communities. Some churches have built a bubble around themselves as protection from the world. Sadly, these churches refuse to acknowledge the deeper root of the world's problems. Sin resides in their own hearts, Romans 5 and 12, causing them to either implode or die out. Hasn't Jesus called us to be kingdom witnesses in dark and a broken world, Matthew 5 and 16? How can we do that if we don't engage those around us?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, you've been, how long have you been at First Bethel?
4 years total.
Four, you've been over there 4 years total. Okay, and it took a while. Before you, and you still got work to do.
Yeah. Years as a pastor, and I was there a year before I became their pastor.
Okay. So in that community, you first had to get to know the lay of the land.
Definitely.
But you at least had to go out into the street to find out what was what.
And what was out there. But
yeah.
You know what's so crazy? Half the time I had to go out in the street by myself.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. People in the church were afraid.
They was afraid or just too lazy.
Wow. Wow.
And so if we look at the church,
mm-hmm.
we point a lot of fingers at God
yep.
and the pastor.
Yep.
But if you don't have an effective team.
That's true.
Then it's impossible for the pastor or even God to be effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. That God still uses people.
He used people.
He still uses people.
See, I can only do so much.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
This is not just the pastor's church. It's the people's church.
I think people have a bad thought process when they believe that the pastor is supposed to do it all. Yes, you are. You should be the chief evangelist in the church, but you can't be the only evangelist in the church. You should be the chief missionary in the church, but you can't be the only missionary in the church.
And let's say this. We all are evangelists.
Yeah.
We all are ministers.
Should be.
Because our mission,
yeah.
what he said, Matthew 28,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is the Great Commission.
Yeah.
And that's just simply spreading the gospel.
Yes.
All an evangelist and a minister do is spread the gospel.
Yes.
And so we not taking our position properly.
Mm.
You know, we just caught up on service. One thing I love, the pastor last night,
mm-hmm.
what he said when he got up, he said, there are many churches that got great preaching pastors
mm.
that can preach well,
mm-hmm.
but they have little memberships.
Wow.
He said it's because they just enjoy church and don't do ministry.
Wow. That's good.
And that's something that we've been talking about. There's a difference between church and ministry. And if you look at an average church, those that have ministries are the true ministries. They are the most effective churches.
Yep.
In the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
And just across our nation.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Here we go. Next one says, is your church staying small?
Is your church staying small because you love your fellowship? Not the lost.
Wow.
Woo. Too many churches, whether they are 30 members or 3,000 members, are full of internal focused consumers primarily concerned about themselves.
Mm.
We talked about that, how most churches are inward and not outward.
Mm-hmm.
It says we should seek to cultivate intimate fellowship and care for one another in the church family.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have to be intentional about reaching out to those around us with the good news of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We need to strike a healthy balance between internal health and external reach.
Mm-hmm.
This means moving church members from customers to co-laborers by developing intentional strategies to train and launch people in missional living.
Mm.
That is good, man.
Mm-hmm.
What does a small, healthy church look like? Is your church staying small because you are in a small community?
Mm-hmm.
But are you still faithful, engaging those around you?
Yeah.
For some churches that live and breathe into small rural towns, it is quite possible to remain faithful and never experience rapid growth. Digging deep roots in one place builds a legacy of gospel persistence.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Jesus compare the kingdom of God to a tiny mustard seed or a small amount of yeast? Matthew 13:31-33.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, a steadfast and faithful small church can have an impact beyond their appearance.
Yep.
Remembering again the lesson of planting, watering, and growing, we should be engaged that our task is to share persistently. Where there is little community growth, there may be little church growth, but that shouldn't be keep us from trying.
So let's deal with this one from before, then we'll get into that one. Because you're focusing on your fellowship and not the loss. We talked about
that's
this.
That's an ouch moment.
It is.
Because so many people are caught up on fellowshipping, and it's the wrong fellowship.
It is. If the only thing you're doing is fellowshipping with the folk inside your church, and in those fellowships, all y'all doing is eating.
That's it. That's it.
And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with fellowship groups. I'm not knocking fellowship groups. But if the only purpose of that group is to eat and keep track of y'all internal folk, then where is the planting and sowing outside the church at? Where is that taking place? Or are you leaving all that up to your evangelism team? Then I need to see the plan for your evangelistic team. Well, what's the plan for your evangelistic outreach? What does the real plan look like? You know what? It just came to me because I have to teach another Bible study in December.
Oh, really?
One more day, yeah.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to use some parts of this. It's from our Bible study about planting and growing versus being internally focused.
That's good.
Now, it may step on some toes, but I got to teach what's in there.
You have to. Because, honestly, I believe that this aspect is not really taught in the church because I believe some leaders create internal issues.
Yes. That's true.
And it's not talking about a pastor. Anything,
right.
But
right.
We tend to create more internal issues when we got to buy a copier machine that does not, we don't use it on a regular basis. We buy all this other stuff to make our church look like we're banging or doing something, but we're not using these things for the kingdom.
Cassandra Thompson says, some individuals do not fully understand what it means to give, grow, and be patient. Some individuals have some things they need to work on for themselves before their heart can fully let them see how they are needed in the ministry and in the community. That's true. There are some people I agree. There are some people that do need to work on themselves. It's hard to get somebody to go out into the community, work up somebody else when they got issues.
And honestly, that's been one of my barriers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a church full of people that, in my mindset, it was they not really considered about doing outreach, evangelism. But I have to come to grips. They have issues.
Mm.
Issues that they have not even
addressed
or even tried to figure out how to get rid of this.
Yeah, and constantly trying to add more programs and add this and add that. If you've never gotten rid, and it's like clutter. I used this example one time. I used this analogy in one of my preachings or illustrations, as we have to, you know, preacher language.
Yeah.
Is you going out buying new furniture and never throwing the old stuff
never
out?
Yeah.
So now you got two couches.
Yeah.
Two love seats.
Putting the TV on top of another.
Two chairs.
Yeah.
TV. The TV sitting on top of the old TV stand.
Exactly.
Because you either too lazy to throw the old stuff out, or you're too fearful that the new stuff, you ain't too comfortable with it, or mama bought that furniture for me and I don't want to throw it out.
Case in point, you guys remember we had that big floor model TV.
Mm-hmm.
It went out.
You set the new one on top of it.
Put the new one on top.
Because the floor model TV now became furniture.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Because now I ain't got to buy no stain.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what's the crazy part through all that you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
We as people try to find justification on why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure we try to – we argue you down.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good reason why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the church.
Mm-hmm.
People in the church try to find a good justification on why they do the things that they do.
And to keep doing what they do.
And to keep doing what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Is your church staying small because your facility limits you and instead you are using your resources for other things? He says, a gripping section in Johnny Carr's book, Orphan Justice, describes the anguish of planning a $10 million building after visiting an orphanage where children were dying of starvation. The struggle eventually led him toward fully investing his life in being a voice of the orphans of the world. Often, small churches may consider themselves unable to have large kingdom impact, believing size and resources limit them. However, small churches have more freedom to focus their time, energy, and money towards things like caring for neglected neighbors, caring for children, and supporting church plants. Things close to God's heart. Wow. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, the things I would love to do is to partner with the school.
Yeah.
Partner with the school and find one or two families, because teachers and principals know.
Yeah.
Find one or two families and say, you know what, we want to sponsor that family for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sponsor that family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to sponsor that family for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or you just sponsor a family. You know, like find a kid that may be up in, you know, around fifth grade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And those last 3 years, you say, you know, I want to sponsor that kid up until he graduates from grammar school.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to make sure he has all of his supplies. Maybe you can't do the full end. You know, everybody can't do the back to school drive.
Exactly.
But maybe you can say, you know what? But then I can get with you and say, Parks, hey, we got a family we sponsoring.
Exactly.
Can you set aside some stuff so that this, you know, the family of three. Yeah, this is the stuff, man, and it has. You might think it's not that big of a deal, but it has great impact. You impact it,
man.
Because then what you say, well, we can't do nothing, so you don't do nothing.
You know what you're saying is something that I always ask persons to do.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out, and let me know where there's a need. Because truth be told, the Lord opened doors that we bless others.
Yeah,
I don't brag on the doors open. I just do the work.
Right.
And so what happens? I get so many guys. Inbox me after the matter or don't want to partake in the work.
Right.
And just want the handout.
Right.
And all I ask is for you to stand.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you the credit.
Mm-hmm.
I give you the, if that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure the people that's in need get the things that they need, because that's what God trusts us with.
Right.
And when you're passionate about this,
mm-hmm.
honestly, you got to be careful, because everyone is not passionate about what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not passionate with the fact of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
They're not passionate about evangelism. Some guys only want to preach.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys only want to go to different churches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fulfillment of their ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get connected with like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
That's not about show, but willing to take many losses to get gains for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when we're doing things of this magnitude, I know tons of families, because I get it all during the course of the years,
mm-hmm.
that need help.
Mm-hmm.
I got tons of friends that know families that need help.
Mm-hmm.
How I reward them, just come out and serve.
Yeah.
I give you what you need.
That's right. Come help. Right. Yeah.
Don't sit up here and say you have a passionate heart for somebody and you're not trying to help nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You only want to help those you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's my dilemma.
Wow.
You know, you only want to help those individuals you know. You need to help those individuals that you don't know, that you may not ever meet,
mm-hmm.
you may not ever see, but you know the seed that you sowed
mm-hmm.
is a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't look at that from that philosophy. Truth be told, I got gifts that's going to be coming in that's not coming directly to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I don't need my hand on everything.
Yeah.
All I need to know is I trust you enough to say, okay, if you're going to give it to this individual, or
right,
this group of people,
right,
you're going to do the right thing.
Wow. That's good. My, that's good. Let's keep going. Next one says, valuing without idealizing.
Bigger is not necessarily better, but necessarily is small and necessarily better. Small is not the goal.
What? I need you to read that one more
bigger
time.
Bigger is not necessarily better,
uh-huh,
but neither is smaller necessarily better.
Thank you, sir. Uh-huh.
I missed neither. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Small is not the goal.
Mm.
Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
A small church that reaches people become a larger church, and this is a good thing. Healthy churches grow and reproduce.
Mm.
Let's say that one more time. Healthy churches grow and reproduce. And let's understand. Let's give an understanding of this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a healthy church, you grow and you reproduce. That simply means people will leave you, but others will come.
Mm-hmm.
And they will leave you because they learned so much. Now they got to go apply it.
Yes. But that's what's supposed to happen.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Technically, everybody's church should be a church that plants churches.
Exactly.
That's what's supposed to happen.
That's what's supposed
to
happen.
We were never intended to build these churches of 5,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was never supposed to be the plan.
Yeah.
That was never supposed to be the plan. The plan was supposed to be you get as much folk, teach them the word of God, and then hopefully you plant something in them where they can say,
yeah,
you know what,
exactly,
I'm going to take this somewhere and use it over
exactly
here. And that's how you spread throughout the kingdom.
Exactly.
The problem is what ended up happening is you got a bunch of churches that formed that without any training. And so now instead of having a bunch of powerful churches that blanket the neighborhood, this is something that came up in the men's conference at Angela's church. Instead of you having a bunch of churches with power,
uh-huh,
that blanket the neighborhood, you got one powerful church and then six little rogue churches that ain't got no power, don't have no desire to do nothing. They just want to say, I got my own church.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep, man.
Let's go. He says, small churches are the norm and have always been the norm. The rise of megachurches is a unique feature of the late 20th century American Christianity. Most likely, megachurches are not going away for years to come. So we need to remind ourselves of the value of smaller congregations. The typical church has less than 100 in attendance. Many small churches are living on mission in their context, being about the business of the kingdom of God. Having forgotten the value of small, he says, I think we need to relearn the extraordinary kingdom uses normal churches for subverse effects on the culture.
Wow.
Faithfulness and fruitfulness are more biblical measurements of church health, not church size.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess.
Come on.
This key word keep popping up.
What's that?
Healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that's something that we never really was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Word that we just looked at church.
You never even heard the word healthy used in churches.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
I didn't.
Exactly.
I know. I didn't.
And you know, you should be bigger than a living organism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you need to have some type of movement.
Yeah.
And as a pastor, you want to be able to create fresh goals, fresh visions, and see fresh things. Me personally, I told the members this. I love them to death. But I just get tired of seeing the same people every Sunday.
Mm.
That lets me know that we just stagnated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one's interested in inviting no one,
mm-hmm,
or no one interested in coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you at a place of just being still,
mm-hmm,
that to me, I can look at it in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You've been fired, but he's still letting you work.
Mm-hmm.
You just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you being productive.
Mm-hmm.
And most churches, I'm serious, and I'm sorry to say this, but most churches are not really aligned in what their mission, what their call is to do in their communities, man.
And that's because some of that does come back to the pastor.
It does.
Some of that comes back.
That part does.
Because if I don't understand what, if you're my pastor and you're throwing out all these wonderful ideas and all this other kind of stuff, but what's okay, but Pastor, what's our vision?
Yeah.
What's our vision?
Yeah.
And then now that we have our vision, what's the mission?
Yeah.
And then once we have our mission, what's the strategy to complete the mission?
Yeah.
And so we can have all the great plans in the world.
Yeah.
God can give us extraordinary vision and say, hey, you know what? I want you to do 10,000 toys.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Now, the mission, so God says you're going to give away 10,000 toys.
Uh-huh.
Now, the mission is we need to go and find these 10,000 toys.
Exactly.
So now you need to come up with a strategy to do
exactly.
it. Same thing applies to church. Okay, this is what we did. How do you move beyond the normal of just doing things just to be doing them? Because if you really want your church to grow, then you need to start. It goes back to the first part of this. What are you planting?
What are you planting?
What are you planting? And you can't keep planting the same seeds in people who refuse to grow. If you're a kid,
you can't new wine and old wine.
Come on now. If you're a kid, and every time, and I keep saying, hey, I'm gonna give you this. I give you allowance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of the allowance is I'm gonna give you $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now $20 ain't no money,
mm-hmm.
but I'm gonna give you $20 for the week,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's just say 50. I'm gonna give you $50 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday you ain't got no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then Wednesday come and I give you more money.
Yeah.
To get you through, and then the following week come I give you 50 again. Wednesday come again, you still ain't got no money.
Yeah.
So now I'm planting good seed after planting bad good seed after bad stuff every time, which
yeah.
means I'm planting on bad soil. So, but now if I give you 50, and you come back to me and say I ran out, and I say okay, let's see what happened. What did you do with the 50? Now all of a sudden you come back. Now watch this. You come back, and the following week maybe you still got 50. Maybe you done ran out of money Thursday.
Wow.
Maybe you ran out of money Friday.
I like that.
That shows me that you are growing.
Yeah.
Because now I'm saying, okay, now we need to put a strategy and put a plan together
yeah.
to say, how do we get you from where you are? Now all of a sudden, once I see you good with 50,
yeah.
now I can plan 100.
Yeah.
Because now I trust in what you're doing. And you know what I'm saying? Now you can see growth. But if we're constantly doing the same thing and getting no results, that ain't crazy. That's stupid.
You know, it's a difference.
Come on.
And you own to
come on.
It's a difference in planting a seed and giving a donation.
That's that old fish versus teaching you how to fish.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. That's a big difference, man.
And all that we're doing now is we stopped teaching folks how to fish a long time ago. We serving
yeah.
fish.
Yeah.
That's what we've gotten into.
Yeah.
Now, when you think about that scripture,
I agree.
We've gotten away from teaching people to fish. You're a fisherman.
Yeah.
I ain't never been out there in my life.
Yeah.
We better off. Come on, man. I'm going to J&J. What
yeah.
you want?
Yeah. You're right, man.
That's the mindset.
You're right.
That's the mindset. So,
you're right.
Anyway, man, this is good. I like this article. I'm gonna use this.
I am too. Seriously.
It's a good way because if you got vision and mission, you say, look
yeah.
here. And I like the article because it forces you to point out your own weaknesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it says, what's the description of unhealthy churches? First one he pointed out was if you're in a community with a whole bunch of unchurched people and ain't none of them in your church.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. This you don't mind me, and he looked like he clicked on Pastor Washington. Been teaching, doing his little
yeah.
on purpose.
Yes.
He had that purpose posture, and I forgot the
I forgot about his.
Yeah.
That's his deal. That's his normal. Tell us what it is, Doc, while we got these last
now,
4 minutes.
I've been told him to go back to it, and he's been all last week he was on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I clicked on it. He's making a lot of sense, and it's amazing how we are out of alignment. And it's amazing because I pretty much was ending this year
mm-hmm.
talking about purpose
mm-hmm.
Because I told them, let our new start now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not wait till January.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start it right now
mm-hmm.
because now you can condition yourself.
Purpose, posture, and position.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're conditioning yourself for the new because it's just like training. NBA,
mm-hmm.
they go through a series of training camp, then preseason, prepare for the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
We as Christians don't never do no proper training.
No, we don't have no preseason. We don't have no training camp.
Yeah, we just jump
yeah.
right in the fire, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we're wrong at. We can't just jump right in the fire.
Amen, amen. Look, y'all, it's almost time for us to go. God bless y'all. Thank you, Harold Washington, for giving us that. He said they took in 8 unchurched people this month. Now that's a blessing. Yeah. They took in 8 unchurched people this month. That means they didn't take in folk that knew the Lord. They took in folks who gave their life to the Lord.
That's good.
There is a difference. Come on, pray us out, Doc.
Father in heaven, we thank you, God, honor you, and appreciate your glory. God, today has been fabulous as always. God, we thank you for our listeners, God. God, we thank you for all that you have continued to do, God. Even my brother, God, the wisdom that we're able to share with the people,
yes,
God.
God.
Now, Father, we pray as we leave this place, God, keep us in your perfect care and your peace, God. And continue to do what you set to do in our communities, God.
Mm-hmm.
You've been marvelous, God. You have shown us that you can take over when you want to. And so we love you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go, man. This has been great. I really hope y'all got something out of it. As always, y'all blessed us today. We apologize for them technical difficulties early on, but nothing we can do about it. You know, what you gonna do? Get mad? But man, it serves no purpose. So we out of here, y'all. We gotta go. Y'all stay blessed. Peace.
I love Tamla Man, but who I love singing the song.